On this episode of What's the Mood, we have Zach and Pat from Me to We, an organization that is dedicated to personal growth and collective empowerment through their mission of nurturing the spirit, mind, and body of their community. They believe focus on personal growth helps pour into a healthier and more whole community. Their pillars of being uncommon, serving others, and shining light help them grow to be more leaders of vulnerability and sharers of one another's story. Take a listen. All right, Zach and Pat, welcome to What's the Mood? It's great to have you both.
We appreciate you having us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
All right, let's jump in. So tell me a little bit about Me to We. How did it form and kind of where is it at now since its inception?
Of course, Pat, I'll kick us off and I'll throw it over to you. So Me to We, the kind of the background of Me to We, the name by itself, actually comes from a speaker named Inky Johnson. He's someone that I've looked up to growing up and everything. And he shares a message: when an individual shifts their perspective from me to we, that's the moment an individual becomes dangerous because they're attached to purpose and mission. And as someone that really struggled with anxiety and like self-worth and self-value, that really stuck out to me. So Me to We started as a small little like fitness accountability group during COVID on Zoom. We branched out, we jumped onto social media for the first time. And then from there, we continue to level up each year. And I'm proud to say now in 2023, we started launching a men's group. So it's been 2.5 years almost of a biweekly men's group. And now Pat and I go through our community, different businesses, and we run personal growth workshops or customized workshops based upon the business plans and missions that those businesses or schools have as well. Pat, anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would say I came in kind of later. You know, I was the guy that Zach reached out to when, you know, it was him and a buddy of his, and he needed a second guy. And I saw Zach's energy. I've known Zach for a long time indirectly through different sports and different, you know, things that we do in Elk Grove Village, the exceptional community. But when Zach wanted me to jump on board, I thought I could help fill a content gap. We have a podcast myself. I love to keynote speak. It's something I do all the time in my full-time job. So it was a perfect marriage in the organization. So I'm excited to be here with Zach and very blessed to still be with him.
Cool. So it sounds like a small seed was planted from a quote that like left you not the same.
Absolutely. And I think, like I said, the person Inky Johnson that I saw, he's someone that I looked up to in the sense of not because he was a public speaker, is because of the perspective he had on life. He's someone that paralyzed his right arm and hand during a football game, and it changed his whole trajectory in life. And then just like thinking about that, it kind of just like took everything that I kind of went through and was going through and gave it a little more sense of purpose and mission. And yeah, like you said, it was a seed that continued to plant, and I believe is continuing to grow day by day now. And I'm very proud of the work that we are doing, that we are trying to do, and that we have accomplished so far.
Cool.
And honestly, bringing Pat on, Pat and I have been, like you said, we've known each other since, I don't even know when, Pat, because his little brother played baseball with me, all these different things. But to be reconnected in a lot more purposeful way is a blessing.
Cool. You know, I've done my research on Me to We, and I understand it's focused on, you know, its dedication to personal growth. It's focused on the spirit, mind, and body. I even saw some phrases about, you know, the mission to be uncommon, serve others, and shine light. There's probably more to your vision and your ethos, but I'm curious, like, how do the two of you in your working relationship, how does that live out? How do you guys live out the mission of Me to We and your partnership to this? And how do you see that? How do you see that lived out?
Pat, kick us off.
Yeah, I would say with Zach and I in our working relationship, we're the same, but we're polar opposites. Zach is the guy that wants to come in prepared, bullet points, everything's going boom, boom, boom. And I'm a guy, like, if I get a temperature of the room and I want to go a different direction, we will. If we have a schedule that allows an hour, we might go a little bit over an hour if I feel like I want to talk to, sometimes puts me in a fault sometimes. I apologize, Zach. But I would say I'm more layman's terms. He's more technical. So I think it's really nice. And I think Me to We, to myself, more layman's terms, is how many people can we impact in different capacities in different rooms?
Yeah. And I couldn't agree more with that. And I know I'm a creature of habit. I like to have things mapped out, outlined, but having someone next to me, and Pat and I have talked about this after multiple workshops. It's like we just gel. We go, and when he can go on his own tangent, it allows me to, and we kind of go from there as well. But I think our relationship in general, the key word that Pat said was impact. Our mission here, our goal here was not to make a lot of money. What it is, it's about how much impact that we can bring to our own lives and also the lives around us. And that's how we got connected. That's why we've stayed connected, because our mission and our purpose has stayed at that one word of impact.
Cool. Cool. I'm like listening to you, and it's like you're like the epitome of me to we, like in some sense, we are who we are, like our wirings. But when you bring those together, you can form something special. I saw a lot in the videos around just impacting community, but impact to your point, it doesn't have the effect, the healthy effect or what you're looking for if the growth personally isn't present, right?
Yeah.
So there was a lot about personal growth that I saw, not from necessarily like a selfish standpoint, but you can't give from a place that you don't have anything to give. Is that part of the heart there?
100%. I think I always say one of the most selfless things that you can do is to be selfish, because you have to take time to invest time in yourself. If you can't do it, like you said, then you can't give sometimes. And I think for me, like that was my biggest turning point in my life, is like when I took the time to invest time into myself, my spirit, my mind, my body. So fitness, mindset, all these different things, I saw that the impact and the growth I could make in other people's lives as well. And by simply just living out what I was doing, it attracted more people as well. And that's why Pat and I are aligned. That's why we are connected. That's why we're doing this together, because we genuinely believe, like, when we take the time to care about ourselves, to love ourselves, then we're able to do that for other people. And people can see what we're doing and build confidence to do it for themselves as well.
Yeah, I would agree. And to kind of expand on that, I think Zach has been a mentor to me. You know, Zach has been someone that I look at every day with motivation, and inspires me to keep going in my life too. So I don't know. I mean, we make the joke all the time. Zach and I don't talk every day, but we're in like four different accountability chats. We're in mentorship chats. We're on social media. Our circles are so intertwined that it's like having a consistent and a constant, like Zach and quite frankly, his whole family, has been such a blessing to me. So had to expand on that and to say thank you to him too.
You know, it's interesting to me, like in the male realm, it's not often you meet emerging adults or young men, certainly not like junior high men or even high school, who find themselves comfortable with their emotions or the idea of saying like, I have to love myself in order to love others. Or, you know, like to me, that seems like such a valuable, what's the word I want to say? Like, it's really important that this work, and I'm curious, like how did you get to this place of like, you know, brotherly love and, you know, seeing the importance of pouring into self for others?
Yeah, I could take this one, Zach. I think the biggest thing is the vulnerability piece. I think we all have like really cool stories, but a lot of them go unheard. That was kind of my podcast angle with our workshops, with our keynote speaking. It's like, how can we hear somebody's story today and just look at somebody and go, I believe in you and I understand. And like, people have gotten through this stuff before. So I think vulnerability is the word that always kind of triggers me. Like, we have so much impact to make, but even when we walk in a room, it might be completely different than what we started with, if that makes sense.
All right. I promise you that the one word that popped in my head was also vulnerability. I think for Pat and I, like forming Me to We, it started off as, like, as myself and another buddy at one point. And what really connected Pat and I was through his podcast, the Keep Going podcast. So people need to go listen to that because it is amazing. But genuinely, that is what really kind of sparked this idea of our men's group. And that's where like Pat and I connected on that as well. And then the idea and the format of our men's group took place. And then we took that as our workshop format as well. But Pat came in and spoke to our men's group one day, and still, I love every guest speaker we've had. I love every lesson we've done, but like hearing my guy speak and share and see a side of him that I haven't seen in 10 plus years was something like, hey, like this is the guy that I want to go to battle with right now. So I think like that keyword vulnerability, I believe, and we talk about this a lot, like one day our story can turn into someone else's survival guide. So everything that we've been through, everything we will go through, someone could take a life lesson from that, maybe a snippet of hope or whatever. But like Pat said, like we can go into a room and hear someone else's story and be able to share ourselves as well. That's impact, and that's what we care most about.
You're understood. It's justified. We believe in you. And that's, yep. if we can walk away with that, and if I can share some really dumb stuff I did or some failures I had, you know, nobody wants to hear how great of a player or a coach or a teacher I was. They want to hear how I failed, what I did to combat that, and why I'm still standing right now. And I think that's what we come to.
You know, for young people, I think they don't realize that vulnerability can be a part of their lives too, until they hear people talk in a different way. Like maybe you think you have to talk only about your sports or your accomplishments or putting someone else down in order to make yourself, you know, feel bigger or whatever. But when you realize, like, and you experience someone's story and vulnerability, it's an invitation to you to like consider approaching your life differently. And that's really cool.
Yeah. And I'll have to say, I think Pat and I talked about this last week. And then after we went to Elk Grove High School and we did one of our workshops for our guy, Joe Bush, over there. And I think the coolest thing there was that at the end of one of our workshops, we had a student athlete come and share her story with us. It's like, that is like, I don't care. We can walk into a room if it's for free, if it's for money, I don't care. But to hear someone come up to us and share their story based upon us sharing ours, like that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Cool. Well, curious, you know, there are tough times all around always, you know, and they can be anywhere from a Green Bay Packers fan being very disappointed at the outcome of the Bears to like major, major things happening in our world or political divide or something personal. And I'm wondering just some present examples of how MeToWe approaches tough times with people in your groups, how you approach that with your vision and your mission, and how does that make a difference in how you look at those things?
Yeah, Pat, I want to start this. I want to throw it to you as well. I want to shout out Pat, because I feel like how Pat said him and I are connected in a lot of different group chats. He brought me into those group chats, and I say it like we have a faith-based one. There's like a small wins. There's an accountability. And I think everyone in those moments, like when they're going through something, they share on there. So that's like one outlet that Pat has created that allows us to show up for people. But that's my key thing for MeToWe is like, how can we show up for people as well? So like through our men's group, we have our men's meetings bi-weekly. It's a huge space where we have people come in. We have our social media content that allows us to kind of push our message, but also be an uplifting source for people as well. And then our men's group chat as well allows us to be like an open vessel for people. And Pat and I are pretty real and vulnerable with the people that we talk to as well. Like we will give out our email, like our workshop, he gave out his phone number to a student. Like these things that allow us to connect with people and be a source of hope or be someone to show up for them. That's how we want to attack. Like you said, like there's political divide, there's loss, there's all these different things in our lives right now. But how can we show up as a constant person or a constant group or a constant like source of inspiration for these people? So like I said, like I think showing up in the vessels of group chats, of social media, of our men's group, that's kind of where I see how we're doing it right now.
Yeah, per usual, I'm going to take a really black and white, straight approach to this. You'll find the good if you look for it. If you don't look for it and search for it and fight relentlessly for it, you're not going to find it, especially not in 2026. Try to find that good, even if it beats you down. I don't know. I think that next door could be the one. I love Zach brought up a story. We've all heard it at this point about the salesman, that you have two options. You got two salesmen. Yep. The one that goes, oh, it's raining outside, I'm not going to do much today. And the other one that goes, you know what? I'm going to go door to door because I know everybody's home and I know I can make sales and impact people today. So you really have that choice. I love that story. We workshopped it a couple months ago. Find the good, but chase the good is probably more important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And like when you say show up for people, do you mean like accept them and be with them in their messy struggle of maybe how they're navigating tough times or working through that kind of stuff?
100%. I think in any vessel, like whether it be just someone to talk to on the phone, or like we've had guys like in our men's group, like we have a guy that like lost his father. We have people that are going through addiction, like all these different things of like to be a whatever they need in that current moment, helping them maybe talk through things, being an open ear, maybe simply giving a hug. Like it's these different things, these small things that everyone brings a different story. So everything situation is different to navigate, but showing up in a way that's going to make them feel their best.
Cool. At the Human Performance Project, you know, like one of the ways I like to look at it is it's a substance prevention grant, but it's about helping reduce the level of vulnerability to an adolescent to choose substances when things are hard. And we approach that by helping them think about their relationship with sleep and nutrition, their mood and their mindset, and the chemicals that they put in their body. And oftentimes we're like, you know, if you know what motivates you to be who you want to be, that can help you in thinking about the relationship you have with these things, and then ultimately just help reduce your vulnerability to maybe choosing substances when things are tough. So, you know, I'm curious, where do each of you source your inspiration, your motivation on the days that are tougher for you, when it's harder to see the good? What inspires you? What motivates you to keep on with this work? I want to know.
Hey
Yeah, I'll take
Pat,
this one.
I'm gonna let you go first because you know I'm about to hit our workshop notes. So you go ahead and I'll finish it with it.
This one's very, 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 very simple. In my mind, I think faith is a big thing in my life. I think without my faith, really nothing else matters. I always say this when we present too. I'm making up for lost time. I did a lot of things in a platform. I had these huge platforms to do all this amazing stuff. I didn't do anything productive until about 24, 25. I don't know. You could put it as you were in college, you were an early professional, other things were going on. I don't feel that way. People like try to give me grace on that. I don't feel that way. Wholeheartedly, I feel like I'm making up for lost time. I connected with my faith. It's no coincidence. I got to double down. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I love that, Pat. I think for me, and we talk about this during our workshops, and I think one of my biggest purposes, or we call it ROI, and I call it a return on investment. As I said earlier, I'm someone who I dealt with a lot of anxiety in my life, a lot of like fear of judgment, fear of these different things that I couldn't control. So I call it a return on investment because so many people in my life still invested time into me, even though I didn't believe in myself. And I always highlight like about six or seven people, and I'll do it quick. I have my wife. I've been with her for 15 years. She's a NICU nurse, so she's working with the sickest of babies, and she's a new mom, so she's a real life superhero at that. I have my son now, who's 9 months old, where I have an example to set now. I have a 19-year-old brother that I saw train at 12 and 13 years old at 4 a.m. with his older brother just so he could separate himself. I have a 26-year-old brother that has gone through addiction and now a year and a half sober. I have a mom who has shown me how to serve relentlessly and serve the person next to me no matter who they are. And then Pat knows this, I always highlight my dad. My dad's story is a story of his own, but I take it as inspiration daily. At eight, he lost his dad to a heart attack. In high school, he was shot in the hip during a school shooting. At 20, he lost his twin brother. When in his later 20s, went into drug rehab for drugs and alcohol. And from there, he walked into rehab and a man approached about 10 or 15 of them. And he said, "Only one of you guys is making it out here successfully." And as cliche as it sounds, that one person was my dad. So I tell everybody when I bring this story up is that I have no excuse in my life to not keep going. I find the motivation, I find the inspiration talking on podcasts like this, connecting with you, Julie, connecting with like these small glimpses of hope and inspiration. That's what keeps me going. Seeing everything my family's gone through, it's like, how can I make that return on investment today now for them?
Cool. Yeah, that's neat. And I think it's neat how you both know very specifically what your source is of motivation and inspiration. And like Pat, to your point, maybe people will be like, you know, like was your past really whatever? And you're like, no, I know I know what motivates me, and I know where the energy of like doubling down comes from, and I think that's pretty cool. So that's awesome. And you know, at the Human Performance Project, I just want to say thanks for the time and you guys sharing kind of your mission and vision with us. And I think the more that we link arms with our power of trying to make this world a better place and making impact, the better and healthier it will be.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, Julie. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great to have you.
Julie, awesome stuff. Thank you so much for having us.